Chapter 38. Redwall's rose-coloured sandstone walls still felt warm from the summer day's heat. Blackbirds could be heard warbling throatily in the evening stillness. Father Abbott had gone back to his Dibbon days. He was enjoying himself down at the Abbey Pond with a group of Abbey babes. The old mouse cut a comical figure as, with his long habit tucked up, he dashed into the shallows and joined in with the fun of skipping stones, chortling happily.
3, 4, 5, look, my stone bounced 6 times.
Ruggum glared at him suspiciously.
I only counted 5 bounces. Sir, ain't that right, Malbon, marm?
Malbon, who was sitting on the grassy bank with Criculus and Mem, agreed with the infant mole.
Aye, Ruggum, 5 it was. You still hold the record for 6 bounces. You counted wrong, Father Abbott.
Abbott Appademus pulled a face that had the Dibbons squeaking with laughter.
You just don't want me to win the candied chestnut trifle, you old cheat. Bet you're going to share it with Ruggum. You're both in this together.
Criculus looked sternly over his glasses.
6 bounces gets the trifle, sir. Yours was only 5. I counted them myself.
The abbot registered an expression of comic shock.
You're both on Ruggum's side now. Mem Flackery, tell them my stone bound 6 times, please.
The hair nurse's ears twitched.
I certainly will not, sir. An abbot of your age cheating? What's Redwall coming to?
Fry Gooch solved the dispute by marching up with Fuddle, his mole-maid assistant, in tow.
My candy chestnut trifle's been stolen.
Wading out of the pond, the abbot unhitched his wet habit.
Are you sure you're right, Gooch? Stolen?
Fuddle assisted him up the bank.
Brizer, e trifles beat stolen enough. I seed e fryer putting it on e gursley shelf to let it be cooling.
Gooch cut in, fluttering his jaws wildly.
Moment later, there it was, gone.
Pause akimbo. Mem stared accusingly at one or two likely Dibbon candidates.
Own up, you villains. Who sneaked back to the kitchens instead of playing skimming stones, what?
Kruver's head broke the surface of the pond's centre where he'd been acting as lifeguard and swam ashore.
None of these little uns been away from this pond, ma'am. I kept a close check on him since we arrived here. Question you should be asking is, where's Scarum?
The abbot gaped disbelievingly at Kruver.
Scarum? You don't mean he...
The otter nodded decisively.
Aye, Scarum. As hares go, begging your pardon, Miss Mem, Scarum is the biggest glutton twixt here and cracks a doom. Come on, let's find him.